got the phone line ringing, and hopefully we got Casey on the other end of our line. Coach, are you there?
Yes, morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Casey.
First, congrats on the regional, and before that, the district. I want to clarify something, and John, I think he answered it, but...
I could be wrong, though, Casey. Wouldn't be the first time.
What determines where the regional would be located? I thought it was based on rankings, and John said it was kind of predetermined in a way.
Yeah, it's predetermined. The way it's done is it's based on the regional number, or district number.
Okay.
So it rotates. It does a four-year cycle.
Got it.
In those numbers. And we haven't been able to host since my third year here, and I've been here 11 years because we've been back and forth between Division III and Division IV, and we've missed the cycle twice now.
Oh, wow. Man.
A great season so far, and hopefully much more to go, Casey. If we can kind of get a rundown from you as to how Red Wolves Wrestling has been, obviously it's been a good season for you.
It's been phenomenal. We had a lot of question marks coming in just because of how young we are. We start six or seven freshmen out of 14 weight classes. And so consistency has been a concern because of the freshmen. And our learning curve has been pretty steep. And I think the way that we're wrestling right now is the way I'd hoped we would be at the end. And that's kind of how we train, is to wrestle our best at the end here. And we've taken some losses earlier in the season that we wouldn't have probably taken. And we had some guys out of the lineup for a good portion of the season early, anywhere from four to five starters at times. Bryce Randolph, Cliff Jones, two of our main guys out of the lineup for several weeks in the beginning of the year. And so we took some losses. And our schedule is pretty daunting. We always do that on purpose. And so I don't know where we're going to get seated come Sunday, but, overall I think that the way that we train and the way that our schedule is has prepared us for this end of the season. And quite honestly, we've had two pretty epic wins in that district semifinal against Riverview Gabriel Richard, 33-32. Came down to the last match with senior captain Braylon Long. Having to get a tech fall for us to win and not have a tie was pretty epic. And then obviously beating number three Manchester, they have 11 seniors and 12 regional qualifiers, and ranked third, we're ranked sixth, and for us to beat them 47-24 was pretty awesome. And our kids were ready. They showed up. We beat some kids that maybe people didn't think we could beat with some of our younger guys, and just very, very proud of our team and where we were at, and it was very good for our overall program.
Well, it's always nice for Clinton folks to beat Manchester. I heard that's a rivalry, Coach. I've heard that.
Well, it used to be, but,
right.
Honestly, they stopped playing us in football after 118 straight years and, said that it was a competitive disadvantage because we have more kids than them. But, we have 321 kids, and I believe they have 287. So I don't know where the competitive disadvantage is. So.
It's a community thing, right? You talk to a guy like Jeff Bowman, he talks about the Manchester days. You mentioned freshman, Casey, and it sounds like they make up about half your lineup. You couldn't have freshmen be this successful if you didn't have successful middle school youth programs and things like that.
100%. That's why our program, when we talk about it, it's a K-12 approach. And, we got some of the same guys in youth. And middle school will help out our high school team when they can. And I think having that in line is extremely imperative to the development of the program and the kids. And we've had those kids coming up through the system and, just ready to step in and, step into the lineup, step in to contribute when they can. And it's extremely important.
Well, Casey, couple things. You mentioned some of those freshmen, and I had an opportunity to watch a couple of them wrestle at the county meet. Graydon Whalen, and then of course your veteran guys like your son and Braylon Long, and it sounds actually like I would imagine those older guys too do a great job in addition to your youth coaches and your middle school coaches, you know, your older guys in the room, showing them the right way. Maybe you could talk some of the leadership qualities that some of your guys have.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, over the years, you know, we leadership is extremely important in every sport, but we've been able to cultivate and develop that leadership, I think, is extremely important. And, you know, we have two seniors that start. You know, that's Braylon Long, who we already talked about, and Hamza Rafferty, senior heavyweight. And, you know, Braylon Long, not many people know this, but he had his appendix out, and we were without him for 3-4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And now he's back and stronger than ever. And he was still a great leader when he was out, and Hamza Rafferty has really developed. He's our big guy, two-way starter in football, too, and really developed into a great leader for our program and really wrestling his best right now. And he's a captain as well. And then, obviously, Bryce Randolph, returning runner-up for us, has been a great leader as well. And, you know, just the way that they handle their teammates, the way that they get along with everybody, the way they push each other. There's so many X factors when it comes to leadership. It's not just being named a captain. It's all the little things that they do and the get-togethers that they do. And I think that's so important. You know, mid-season that we had a bunch of guys over here, Bryce invited over to riding four-wheelers and hanging out. And those things cement relationships outside of sport so that when they are in the fire, they know they can count on each other. And
yeah,
I think that some of that stuff is never talked about, right? We just talk about being great leaders or being vocal, and we don't talk about the X factors a lot. And I think we've been able to do that. Sometimes it's easier than other years, but, you know, and you got, like, emergence of guys like a Clifford Jones, who he's not a captain this year, but you don't have to be a captain to be a leader, and he's a prime example of that for sure. And super proud of him and where he's at and what he's been able to do and the contributions he has as well as the team. And we could talk about all kinds of our guys, really.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm just proud of their contributions to the team and everything that we've been able to do so far. And, you know, the best thing is we're not done yet, and hopefully we have our best wrestling yet to do, and looking forward to that.
Talking Clinton Wrestling with Casey Randolph.
One more question for me, Casey. As far as seeding goes, and I know we'll find out Sunday at some point, how big does the win over number 3 Manchester in the regional finals help your seeding cause?
I think it helps a little bit, but overall I don't know that it helps us enough. And the reason I say that is because, you know, we didn't have full lineups, and we had a couple losses early in the year. We lost to Martin, who, and that Martin loss is probably going to come back to haunt us. And then we lost to Bronson, who Union City just beat Bronson. So, but Manchester beat Union City. So I don't know, but we have some big wins over some other teams that are, they consider quality wins, like Whitehall and Allegan, who are both Division III team state qualifiers, so but they might play a factor. But ultimately, I think that Martin loss is probably going to haunt us as far as being where we probably should be. I hope we're in position to wrestle that match again. That would be the ultimate for us and our team. But yet, you know, that's up.
Send in information and they go from there.
Okay.
Quickly, Coach, and then we'll let you get back to class. We got the, you know, teams, you know, going to states and things like that. Where are the individuals at? And I'm sure you have a lot of guys wrestling there too.
Yeah, individual regionals are going to be at Leslie for us. They're this Saturday. We do have 3 girls that qualified as well, and the individual regionals for girls are at Chelsea on Sunday. So we have a long weekend of wrestling, pretty exciting about that. And then the individual state meet is going to be at Ford Field again.
All right. Well, good stuff, Casey. Good to catch up with you. Congrats on the success so far. And we'll keep things rolling.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on there.
All right, absolutely. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Once again, that was Casey Randolph, the head wrestling coach at Clinton Community Schools, as they win their regional and they're moving on. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to switch gears. We're going to go to Madison, talk Trojan wrestling, and kind of get things squared away as to what happened there on a Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, we'll talk with Coach about, you know, about the regional and then just about his season, because there are a lot of wrestlers on that team that are not done. So we're going to talk with Coach Hall right after these messages. Ian Wentz, John Roberts, right here, Inside the Cave.
Where Lenawee County tunes for sports. 96.5, The Cave.
All right, good morning and welcome back. It's a frigid Friday inside the cave today. Talking a lot of wrestling here this morning, Ian Wentz and John Roberts. And I don't think we'd have it any other way, as we are into the postseason. And we are going to get on the phone right now and talk with the head coach at Madison for their wrestling program. Scott Hall joins us this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Doing well, thank you.
Doing just fine. We'll get to this first, and then we'll get to other stuff. Kind of the big news in local sports the last couple of days is what happened in the regional over there at Madison High School. And, you know, just want to give you a minute to kind of tell us what happened and, you know, what we're doing from there. A lot of talk the last couple of days, Coach.
Yeah, maybe too much talk the last couple of days. I guess it's one of those things where when bureaucracy gets involved, nothing's for sure. You know, the 600 wrestling coaches across the state fill out their weigh-in sheets, getting ready to go into the postseason tournament. And on that sheet, it says clearly that only wrestlers who are listed on the master eligibility can wrestle. And then it goes so far as to say, a couple of items down, number four, no changes could be made to those documents once the tournament director receives that stuff. So it's pretty clear what the intent there is, to keep kids that are not on the eligibility list to be snuck into the tournament or whatever later in the day, right? And we send that paperwork in a week or two before the district tournament, so everybody knows what's going on. And it's always been that way, except for the fact that they changed that and didn't tell anybody about 10 years ago. Well, they added this addendum. Unless there's a clerical error. Now, to me, that just seems like, you know, seeing a stop or a speed limit sign and it says 55, and then on the back of the speed limit sign it says, unless you have a legitimate excuse for speeding. So what we had was, what we had the other night was just a case of three of Williamson's wrestlers weren't listed on the master eligibility. And when one of them reported, you know, we said, hey, this kid doesn't seem to me to be in it. Be an eligible wrestler. And it's pretty clear on the weigh-in sheet that it says if they're not, then they're not eligible to wrestle. So
yeah. Well, and the other thing, Coach, having dealt with those forms when I was an athletic director, more than one set of eyes sees those things, because there's multiple signatures from district personnel that have to go on those things. At least there used to be.
Oh, John, you're totally right, John. And we literally had, you know, two or three coaches. I contacted two or three coaches that have been in this game a long time, even longer than I have. And we had two athletic directors there. We had two officials there that have probably been officiating a combined 40 years or more.
Right.
And they're all like looking at it. Yep, that's what it says.
Huh.
So.
I'm really into my news brain here, Coach. I have a million questions, and we don't have enough time to get to all of them. But the one for me is, okay, why does this actually matter, right? You know,
yeah.
What coaching disadvantage does it put you at if a school does what happened on Wednesday? Because I'm trying to imagine like your approach. And I don't think there's going to be a kid wrestling at this weight. Is that why it's a concern?
Well, when I was alerted to it, it was in the morning because our athletic secretary does such a good job that she crosses those T's and dots those I's, that she cross-referenced the weigh-in sheets from the district tournament with the eligibility list. And she said, Coach, they've got kids that are on their weigh-in sheet that are not on their eligibility list. So I looked at their weigh-in sheet from the district tournament, and one of the kids' names was actually crossed off the district weigh-in. So my thinking is immediately, well, this kid's not eligible. He's not on the eligibility list. That's why he didn't weigh in last week. That's why he was crossed mm-hmm. off and excluded from the weigh-in. So that changes my approach mm-hmm. totally. I could, you know, I've got 6 or 8 hours. That could change my lineup. That could change the weight classes that I enter those kids at.
Sure.
And to have three of those kids that weren't on the eligibility list that were on the weigh-in sheet. Just kind of, you know.
And that's where I – yeah, Coach. I didn't realize there were three. Because, okay, one kid, all right, an inadvertent omission. But even still, the rule is the rule. But three, your clerical error was to leave three kids who are probably decent wrestlers. I would guess they're okay.
Yeah, if they're on the weigh-in sheet, they're okay. Because I have 30-some wrestlers, and we can only enter 28.
Right.
There's teams with 60 wrestlers. They can't enter them all.
Right.
So yeah, they're going to be in there, and they're in the lineup for a reason, and you got them on the sheet for a reason.
Hmm.
So why aren't I on the other? And then you get the excuse, well, it doesn't matter because we buried this rule in the athletic director's handbook to say if you claim that it's a clerical error, you can add anybody at any time.
And that's the thing is what's to prevent? I mean, it's almost like why bother to do the master eligibility sheets anymore if we can just say it's a clerical error.
Yeah, and isn't that something that's exactly what they're saying, John, that why bother to do it? But what they promote is, hey, you have to have your master eligibility sheet. Your kids have to have their physicals. Mm-hmm. Your kids have to have their grades. Why not do away with all of it if we're not going to abide by what it says on the sheet that all 600 wrestling coaches get?
Yeah, and I know, you know, in talking with some people about it, and it's like, you know, once you were in that moment, one team is going to go home disappointed. I mean, you know, there's going to be disappointment one side or the other. They're going to tell that kid he can't wrestle, and they either have to void, yep. which pretty much gives you the match if they have to void, I would think, at that point.
Certainly. We don't even wrestle heavyweight.
Yeah, you take the void and be done.
I take the void and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. But, you know, my thing is why not – reward the school that did things the right way? You know, I mean, you guys did everything right. Your paperwork was right. And that's the thing I struggle with as a former athletic director. You do the right thing and your kids get punished. And it seems someone's going to get penalized in that moment, I guess, is, you know, either you guys were the ones, unfortunately, in my opinion.
Yeah. And it wasn't that we didn't want to wrestle that match.
We
wrestled that kid before, and we beat him the last time. So I'm all for it. Put them all out there and let's wrestle them. But really, you're exactly right. What does it come down to? It comes down to the guys that are doing it right. There's no reason to be doing it right.
Right.
Because you're going to let the schools that are haphazard or not doing it the right way or not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah, you made an error. Well, if I write the wrong weight down for a kid – or write a kid's weight down for another kid, that's a clerical error.
Right.
But that would cost me the match.
Right.
That would cost me the match.
Right.
You know, so define clerical error.
That's the other thing. That's a pretty broad term.
Exactly. So that's my biggest beef with it. It's just another place where the MHSAA has covered their own behinds, you know, to get out of and to just say, okay, we throw our hands up. They're a governing body, but they're not governing.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't stand by anything.
Coach, I'm going to assume you and, you know, people in your athletics department have reached out, and, you know, it sounds like there's really nothing else you can do. They'll just reference that rule, and and that's all there is to it in terms of the team aspect of it. Obviously, you're going to have kids moving on in individuals.
Yeah, we've got some great kids moving on. We've got 9 kids going to wrestle Saturday at Olivet.
That's awesome.
And we're really excited about that, yeah.
With that, and I know, you know, I've read some stuff and seen some things, and, you know, what might hurt the most is that you've got a lot of upper-class talent on this team and people around the county, and we saw it at the county meet.
Right.
You got a great team, Coach, and we've seen you, Coach. You're a darn good coach, and you just wanted that opportunity for these kids to go to that, you know, next step and be on the stage as a team.
Yeah, it's what you coach for. You know, we're doing it the right way. We've got enough good kids in there that we're going to make it to Ford. We're going to get a kid to Ford Field every year now. But to be able to take the entire squad to Kalamazoo, you know, that's every coach's goal. And to see it, you know, I can't say that it was stolen from us because the MHSA has ruled, but it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. We're resilient. We bounced back in practice yesterday. Everybody's good. You know, that's what we're here for each other. It's not going to make a difference in the long run, one way or the other. It's something you can say you did, and it'd be a really nice achievement. But in the long run, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You learn a lot from it. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm saying. We're learning a lot from it. My kids are learning a lot. So,
Coach, I want to give a chance to shout out some of your student athletes that, you know, maybe wrestled well in the region or have just, you know, shown it all year of, you know, this is Madison wrestling. If there's some kids you want to shout out on the air this morning, Coach.
Yeah, we needed wins from those seniors. Jacob Bird, Lucas Dopp, Lucas Leonard, those two kids right there beat kids that beat them at the individual district the other night to keep us in that match. Jalon Borders has been on a tear all year. My guys that just didn't give up bonus points the other night, Gio Briggs, Chris Ramirez, those guys are the unsung heroes that they lost matches, but they didn't give up those big pins to keep us in that match. Going in, you know, leading with 2 matches to go, with all that other stuff that was going on, was a big deal. And those guys really, really made it possible.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and, you know, all of us here are we're feeling it for you on the circumstances Wednesday. But, you know, like you said, the kids are ready to wrestle and move on in individuals. And let's go bring home some trophies and some hardware for Madison.
Right on. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank
Good
you,
luck,
Coach.
Thank you, guys.
And once again, that was Scott Hall, the Madison wrestling coach, joining us this morning on Inside the Cave.
Broadcasting live from the heart of Lenawee County, Michigan, this is Inside the Cave on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. Sports talk radio with a local angle, where we give opinions and analysis on what's happening in the world of sports, interview area coaches and players, and get you ready to start your day.
Good morning.
Now grab a flashlight, hiking boots, and a compass, because it's time to go Inside the Cave.
Well, we talk about interviewing players and coaches. My goodness, do we have coaches this morning? It's 8 o'clock. Happy Valentine's Day.
Why,
we didn't mention
you.
That. Not
thank
to you.
You. No.
To our listeners.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, Ian.
Aw, thanks, John.
I do care.
Ian, happy Valentine's Day, John. Ian and John with you on a Friday morning, as we typically are. You know, I know people take vacations and get sick and things like that, but, you know, we do what we can. And we're going to get on the phone, talk with the head wrestling coach of the Hudson Tigers, Scott Merry, joins us on the other end of our line. Good morning, Coach. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Good. For sure. And, you know, it's February in Lenawee County, so here we are talking wrestling, huh?
How ironic.
Yeah, yeah. congratulations on the district and the regional. I'm sure it was a nice time over there in Hudson on Wednesday.
Oh, it's always nice to have that regional championship, just because the kids get one extended week in their season. You know, that's one more week I get to have with those boys. They're a blast, and I'm not just saying that. They are really some cool kids.
Well, Coach, looking at your regional scores, you know, certainly not, I'm not going to say they were easy matches, but your kids certainly showed up and got the job done with a nice win over both Jonesville and Leslie.
Well, thank you. They did. They wrestled well. You know, you cannot ask for perfection, but you can always expect hard work and determination, grit. That's what they bring, and everybody thinks it's something special. It's not. These kids are just homegrown, tough kids. You're little farm boys.
Yep.
You know, with these, you know, your program, of course, people know all about it, and there are other programs within our county that, you know, have excellence and have culture and things like that. You know, we talked with Coach Randolph in Clinton, and he was talking about the freshmen that he has and, you know, the youth programs and things like that. It's just one big family with wrestling, and I know it's like that in Hudson.
Oh, yeah. I coached Coach Randolph when he was a kid. So it's all one big circle. It's one big family. It really is. And you bicker, and there's going to be quarrels, hard feelings, you know, no different than a dinner table. And then you get past it, you know. The camaraderie is really good. I love it.
With your team this year, and I don't know if the rankings have changed, but you're, we'll say, near the top in D4. You're used to having the target on your back, but, you know, your teams change over every 4 years, and this program just continues. How do you approach that, Coach, with, you know, people seeing that Hudson Tiger and they go, oh, boy, here comes Hudson again?
You know, you punch in every day in a factory, or you report to your office, and you're going to your classroom every day, and you're just putting the work in, you know, and you're doing the best service you can. And that's what we teach. You know, it's not necessarily about the trophies. They come and go, you know. But one thing you want to get across to young men and young women is that you earn things in life. They are not just given. You got to walk the walk. A lot of people in this world think they can just talk it, and it happens. And I think the kids like you and I know in these sports, whether it's football, basketball, wrestling, volleyball, these kids learn something a little bit different than your average student, and that's always the ultimate goal. So when we walk into these competitions, we're really not worried about the outcome. We've already did the work. You just let the work show itself. You know, it's not about talking or predicting. It's just about getting the work done. You know, look back at the end of the day, and hopefully you got something accomplished that you wanted to get accomplished.
Coach, you know, obviously Division Four, you're going to be one of the teams that everybody's looking at to, you know, wrestle that final match at Kalamazoo. Who are some of the other squads that maybe the listeners don't really have an awareness of that might get there or have a good shot to get there as well? I know, you know, you've got eight, so all eight have a shot. But, you know, if you had to kind of give a 10-second scouting report on a team, you know, who's someone that we could see in that final match?
Well, you're so right. Like, our semifinals match could be several. It could be one of three different Clintons, Martin, Lakeview. Mm-hmm. And out of those three, they're similar. They all pose different problems with our lineup, you know. Those are the three I'm looking at for our semis. Of course, probably our quarterfinals. Not trying to overlook anyone,
sure,
but we probably won't weigh in for the quarterfinals. We're going to weigh in for semis, and we'll weigh in finals. And, you know, you got Clinton, you got Martin, you have Lakeview, and then you have St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say those are the teams that are the top four.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
No predicting.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, you obviously all the coaches probably feel these are the teams that have the best shot, you know, and you know, you know that going in. If you know, you end up the eighth seed, well, we're here, but we'd have to wrestle our tails off like we haven't all year to get a little further, maybe.
Correct. They feed them out.
So yeah, yeah.
We'll probably be one, honestly. I think we're a strong enough schedule and wins, losses. We'll probably be one returning state champs. And I'm thinking number two, three, four is kind of messy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Sure.
Maybe St. Louis at two, but that's just a guess. And then you get to three. It could be Clint. It could be – but Martin beat him, I think, or something weird. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of little weird comments and heads-to-head.
Right, right.
Talking with Coach Mary with the Hudson Tigers wrestling program, and, I mean, you go up and down your roster with accomplishments, and, you know, we talked to you, and we talked to some wrestlers who are, you know, athletes of the week on the show. But I want to give a shout-out or give you a chance to, Coach, to, you know, talk about some of the leaders on this team or maybe someone that's not in a leadership position but certainly has the intangibles.
Well, you know, the kids that are still left, because we started out with quite a few, and we don't have very many left, but that goes to show you how tough the sport is. We got a really good senior group of three, you know, Julian Kimling, Jake Pickford, and Baron Mansfield. They're on the all four teams, so they've been there before, you know. That helps. Those I would really have to say those three. Then you got Nick Sorrow, and you got Cole Perry, and you got Beckett Campbell, who are all top two in the state at their weights, respectively. So, like, between those five guys, I would say that's the pulse of our team.
You know, and you mentioned those guys, Coach, and the thing that I always find fascinating is with good teams such as yours is those guys are all at different points in their high school career. I mean, grade-wise, you know, experience-wise, all that kind of stuff. And you know, you blend all that and bring it all together for, you know, some success. I that's impressive always to me.
Oh, thank you, buddy. You know, it's more about what the kids can do than what I can do. I provide some guidance, and, you know, I try to be a decent example as best I can. You know, we're all sinners in this world, so I'm not proud of the mistakes I've made, but at the same time, I think that also shows boys how you can recoup from mistakes and pick yourself up and not live in the past, always looking to get better in life and improve on yourself and improve everything, you know. So that's all I provide, bud. They provide the energy. They provide the other tools as far as schoolwork and everything else. All the pressure is really on them.
Well, good stuff as always, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time on a cold Friday morning to talk some Hudson wrestling. Congrats on the district and the region, and let's keep things rolling.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and thanks for the coverage, and hopefully we can talk next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, and good luck with individuals this weekend, too.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. Take care, Coach. Bye-bye. And bye-bye. Once again, that was Scott Scooter Mary, the Hudson wrestling coach, as we have a couple of county schools moving on in the team competition. Plenty of individuals, so stay tuned for that. I got a feeling our Sunday crew will have a good look at how these individuals worked out.